Don't get distracted by failure. Hola mi gente, good morning my beautiful people. Do not get distracted by failure. Often when we fail, we become overly emotional, we become overwhelmed by the situation or by our emotions in general. And we lose sight of the goal, we lose sight of what's most important, and above all, we lose sight of what we can actually do. So to drive this point home, I'll be starting with an example. And it's so recent, it happened this very week, starting Monday. So as you guys would have probably known, I'm studying and working. And while studying and working, it is very difficult sometimes because of my timetable clashes and so forth. Anyway, so I had an exam and I was honestly not too prepared for the exam, but I still went in there and I did something, and the results, well, the feedback, because it was oral, the feedback was like, and I was like, yeah, I know that I messed up there because I hadn't gone to, well, I had only gone to 3 classes. So I'm like, yeah, I didn't really expect to have done like ace that, because I know that I didn't know anything because I didn't go to the classes because I couldn't because of work. Anyway, so I have the teacher again for my other exams. I was like, yes, I'm going to nail this. I went in there confident. I was like, hit me with your best shot, but I didn't say because I didn't want to be too cocky now. So I went in there, and in all my life, I have never been torn down so much. She gave me some negative comments, some negative feedbacks, and I was just like, what the hell am I doing? And within that moment, I felt depressed in that moment, because I was like, I know that I'm intelligent, so what did I do wrong? And I was so prepared, I have so much things to say, and she was like, that's not what I want. And I'm like, what the hell is happening? And upon having come home afterwards, I sat there and I was like, what's happening to you? And I was wondering if I was at fault, if I was being complacent, and I was just reflecting, wondering, what did I do to have failed? Because that's the impression I got. And I was even hitting myself like this and saying, cheer up, boy, you're awesome, you're amazing, you're smart, you're talented. I was trying to encourage myself. And to be honest, it took a while, but I got over it, because while in the moment I was like, it's best to give up the masters because my working schedule just isn't working out and I can't do all the assignments. And then I was like, what do I have left to do? I mean, what have I done already? And I was just like looking at what I've done. I'm like, okay, I did that, fine. Oh, well, best I just call it quits from now on, or just workforce and study afterwards by itself. But then I started to look into it a little bit more to see what I've done and what I had to do. And I'm like, wow, wait. So based on what my projection, this would be the only thing I failed or heard 3 courses, which is not a good thing, so to speak. So I'm like, well, at least I could work on the ones that I've done and the ones that I will do. And then maybe see if I could do a resubmission for her and see if I could build up my grade or do something. But it doesn't make sense, I stop. And so that is my message to you this morning, mi gente. Do not get distracted by failure. And trust me, I've failed before. I've failed at a task before. But this hit, because it hit so hard. Her words were sharp. They hit, they stabbed me, they jabbed me, they punched me, they hit me, they kicked me. There's nothing that her words didn't do to me that day. I was paralyzed, to be honest. But I was distracted. I was distracted from my main goal, which is to succeed. And at the end of the day, as I came to resolve, I was like, even if I were to fail, there's nothing, absolutely nothing that I can do to change that. And if I can pass, there's something that I can perhaps do within this moment to change that. And if your situation isn't resolving, or you are resolving around school or education or something like my situation, I can still encourage you to not be distracted by failure in whatever aspect of your life. And if I may just bend this topic a little bit, so my sister called me last night actually, and she was telling me about some legal issue, some accident she was in, and something happened and the accident was brought back up, and it was some court cases. And I gave her similar advice, because right now she was being distracted by the present situation of what she couldn't do, of what had already happened. So I said, hear what? There's nothing you can do to change what has happened. But as far as what is about to happen or what you can do, just simply focus on that. And it is the same line of thinking, that do not get distracted by failure, do not get distracted by what has happened, by the situation. Always look forward and keep your eyes on the prize. And with that said, mi gente, it's the point. I think it's been the abojuni, and au revoir. Don't get distracted.